Wednesday. I'm your host, Wheelchair Rick, here again in the mighty hot wheelhouse today. It's like 80-something degrees in here. Pretty muggy. Today we are going to bring to you a gal from Minnesota. But before we get to her, let's go ahead and roll the intro. Welcome to Wheelchair Wednesday. All right, let's give it up for Natasha Best. What is happening? Thanks for coming on. Yeah, like we said before, I know we had a scheduling conflict there, but we had somebody that kind of popped in and filled in the 5 o'clock spot. So here we are at about, what is it, 6 o'clock, 6:30? Good stuff. So how are you? How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you, man?
Doing good, doing good. Thanks for asking. Now, the way that we start this show off is we normally, okay, so out and about, you're in your wheelchair, you get to talking to people, whatever, and then the first question you usually get is, how'd it happen? How'd you end up in a wheelchair? So if you want, we can go ahead and get that out of the way right now.
Oh, okay. So it was Benalia Days in Battle Lake, and my mom lives on a lake, like we have a lake house. So I took the jet ski and the pontoon, and I had a bunch of friends, and we had our fish houses out, and we were going to camp in them, and da-da-da-da. It was going great. Like, I was taking people on the jet ski and making sure I could flip them, you know. It's a fun job and whatnot. But then we came back to the docks afterwards, and then my one friend's friend wanted to drive the ATV, a four-wheeler, and we were going in the ditch, and he hit a culvert, and it went 20 feet, and it landed on me.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, man.
That does not sound fun at all.
No, not at all.
So when that happened, I'm guessing you probably couldn't move. They had to call.
No.
911.
Yeah, I couldn't. They had to put a trach into me. I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. I was like gasping for air. I just kept pointing to my legs.
Oh,
they're, like, wait. When I got into the ambulance, they said that they couldn't take care of me because I was life threatening. So they called the helicopter. The helicopter came and they brought me to Fargo, North Dakota. That is on the border of Minnesota. And they had a 16-hour surgery. Three surgeons brought me back to life.
Nice. Nice. Well, thanks for being here today. I'm glad to have you on. Now, this is a live show, so everybody that's watching right now, Ben, two Bens in the chat. That's crazy. If you guys have any questions that are pertinent to the subject, feel free to ask, and then we'll go from there. Now, how long ago was this? How long have you been in the chair for?
About 2 years and a half.
Oh, okay. So you're like fresh new. You're like fresh meat. They call you fish. Yep, fresh out of water. Yep.
Yeah.
What is your biggest pet peeve so far about being in a wheelchair? What really kind of bugs you?
Nothing, because I just tell myself that it's just going to look different. It's all about your mindset, so I just don't try to think that way, because it's really easy to get into a negativity mentality.
Right. Yep, it's a good answer. It's a good answer. What is your biggest fear about being in the chair?
Yo, this is going to be a little personal, but sometimes we have to. Okay, a girl in a wheelchair, I'm not going to say any names. She's freshly, like, not freshly, she's like 18 years in, okay? She was having sex and her pelvis broke.
Oh.
Yeah, dude, and I just don't want to be doing 69 and just bam, like. No,
I wonder if you had to be able to feel it, like the bone at least or something. I wonder, I don't know.
I've popped my hip out 24/7 and I can't feel it, so I don't know.
That just goes to show you, like, how hard must you be working to break a damn pelvis? That's got to be some, like, heavy duty. hammering at it. I mean, we're getting into the weeds now, but you know what I mean? It just makes you think, like, man, how? I've never even heard of that. I mean, probably if you're in a wheelchair for that long, your bone density has gotten a little less, and so it's easier, almost like, you know, breaking like an old dead bird bone or something.
Yep. We lose bone density if you don't do a stand up, and you lose like 13% a year if you don't like do the stand up or some type of form to stand up.
Right. Yep. Which brings me to my next question: dating/married. How's that going for you?
I don't even try. That's like when you're being in a wheelchair and then you put yourself all out there and then it just doesn't work because they say the disability is too much or I don't know, some excuse to those words. I listen to my friends and my brother and everybody that's married and they're all like complaining and I'm gonna be like, yeah. And then they say that their wife and girlfriend take all their money. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stick to hunting fishing. They'll take all my money. I'm good.
Right. So you're a hunter fisher. That kind of goes in one of my questions is hobbies. You like going outdoors, doing some outdoors activities?
Oh, hell yeah. That's where I live. I came out of my mom's womb, like, shooting my bow and arrow.
Nice.
For sure. Yeah, my dad started me when I was 3 years old, at least. And I want to say that I've been hunting for, I don't know, a long time, over 10 years. But the best part about this is I didn't know what I was going to do being in a wheelchair. I did docks and lifts with my brother in the meantime, and that's like heavy duty lifting, and you know when you're in a wheelchair you can't do that unless you're welding, but you got to go to school to weld, so it's like, man. And then I'm like, I can do something, it's just different. So I started my own organization. It's called Mrs. Natasha's Outdoors. I focus for disabled veterans and elderly to get them outside. I helped a 7-year-old man into a kayak. He's never been into a kayak. He felt like a man.
Nice. I'm gonna give you one of these for that one. Yeah, I just heard one of those. Yep.
This is the best part. This is insane. So you blind people, how they hunt, like pheasants and ducks and geese. I literally say 20 feet straight out and bam, they knock it right out of the sky. Like Brian, my friend, he does that. It's insane. Like I give him a round of applause.
Heck yeah. You know who else I talked to that kind of reminds me is Chad Wallagura. Have you talked to him at all?
Oh, heck yeah. I went hunting with him in Texas last year with a group of people, a group of wheelies.
Nice. Yeah, he's a badass. He does a lot of stuff for people. And yeah, so that's something that we're going to put that, and you have like a Facebook, I'm guessing, right? Or like a website or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to take that and we'll slap that down in the description box below. That way people can click on it and check it out if they want.
Okay, thank you.
So yeah, no problem. So my next question to you is, what is something that you wish you could do that you can no longer do?
Oh man, it's like fishing is good and all and hunting is real good and all, you know, but there's certain things that you can't get to. Like my favorite like fishing spot was not handicap friendly, and gravity is definitely not my friend. So it's, those certain things really get me, but I just think positive. I always say that other people's lives could be worse, you know, like I could have severe palsy and not speak and have to have someone feed me and dress me and all that. I mean, right. I was just there. I'm fortunate for all of my physical therapy, my nurses, my CNAs, strangers, friends, family. Like, I appreciate everybody. And now it's my time to give back.
Yeah, kind of brings everything to perspective a little bit, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, here's one. If you could fix one thing about being paralyzed, about your paralyzed body, what would you change, like fix? If you could make it work or get feeling, or which one thing you would fix about it?
The fact that I can't feel, like, my cutoff is my boob line, so one nipple is like hard because I can feel it, and the other one is not because I can't. So I have to, like, the only way that it'll go is like holding it like this. It is insane. But the fact is, our bodies, like our nervous system, like you get a scratch down below or like a blister from your wheelchair rubbing you on your side, like from your side guard on your leg. That will set you back 3 months, and then not only that, it's not even that bad part. It damages our body, so it doesn't look the same.
Right.
And that's not cool. I mean, it makes me feel like I'm 8 years old, but I'm stuck in a 26-year-old body. But
Yeah,
yeah.
it's I've had a one thing where I stuffed my foot inside my shoe and didn't realize there were socks at the end of the shoe. And so like I went half the day and didn't realize that my toes were being scrunched up at the end of my shoe. And then when I took it off, they were all black and blue. I ended up losing like a toenail, and then when it grew back all wild and weird. I'm like, what in the heck, dude? Like, and it took forever to grow back, mind you.
I don't know. It's insane how toenails go like that.
Right, well, yeah, anything below your level of injury takes forever to like heal.
I
So
know, and
that's one thing you gotta take care of.
sometimes you could feel the pain of it sometimes. Like I had a doctor shove a needle in my toe because it was ingrown, and let me tell you, I screamed and I kicked the
Oh,
doctor
God.
in the face. So
Yeah.
I don't know, and that my cutoff is very high. Like I have three breaks, and I broke all of my ribs, and the list goes on, man. So yeah, I know why I'm not physically walking. Like the only way I'm gonna be walking is science, man. And I believe that we're on the up it, man. We are.
Yeah, we're on the cusp. For sure. Let me ask you a question about that. When they get this chip ready, would you take that chip and have it implanted into your brain so you could walk again?
Probably, man.
You'd
It's
be in the
hard to
line.
hunting.
Oh
What?
yeah, good point. No, it says you're gonna be in the line to get it. You'd be like, "Yep, sign me up. I'm waiting for it. Put me in
Oh.
the line." Yep.
Yeah, I would.
What about your pain level? We talked a little bit about it. What's your pain like?
So this arm is completely like way wide open. And then this side, this is all I got. But I don't stop. But like in the beginning, it was stuck like this. Like I didn't have arms in the beginning. I took me a good month and a half to gain this back. So I would like to say, yeah, my right side always kills me, to the point that when I'm wearing like my structure on this side, I lean like this on my hip. And because we can't feel, I can't tell, and that's how I pop my hip out of this place all the time.
Oh gosh,
Like,
yeah.
I had a lady land on me after she asked me how long I was going to be in a wheelchair, and I said, "No, ma'am, I'm paralyzed." And then she turned around and said, "Oh," and then fell on me, and then that's when I broke something in my ankle or whatnot. They just told me to leave it and wrap it, like, because I can't feel it, that it'll work itself out. But it's insane how that, like, they work on, like, and they do
Right.
those.
Yeah, that's crazy. Man, I can't even think about like breaking a bone. Every time I get close to doing something, I'm like, "Oh, check it, check it. Make sure it's not crackling." Oh, that'd be horrible.
I've never broken a bone before I got paralyzed. And so, yeah, insane.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy how more careful you have to kind of be.
Yeah.
You know. Next question for you is, what about traveling?
Oh man, full sense only. I've done solo trips. I've done group trips. I just have to say, it's all on my videos. And if you guys ever have questions, feel free to reach out to me, like lifting, Airbnbs, concert tickets, like stuff like that's not explained. I wish it was easier said than done. But things like that, I should say.
Right, for sure. What's the one thing that helped you the most? Like when you got, like, was in the hospital and kind of trying to recover and heal, what's the one thing you can remember that really kind of helped you?
I had a dog and I just kept fighting tooth and nail to get it, like, bring it, like, go back to her. I felt so terrible, like, leaving her. Like, she was 5 months old when I got paralyzed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she was there when I got paralyzed. My brother was the one that found me. My nephew said, this doesn't look good. And then my nephew goes, I think that's your sister. So then my brother came and whatnot. But crazy how the universe works, you know what I'm saying?
Right. No, absolutely. The universe kind of puts you where the universe wants you, I guess, huh?
Right.
What about, a couple questions here left. Fitness and diet, we kind of talked a little bit about what you do to kind of keep, you know, active and stuff. You're still going out. You're still hunting and fishing. What kind of diet do you have? Are you eating anything special? Anything mess with you more than others, or?
Bunch of Mexican food. Like, I'm like a freaking, yeah, bad for that. And then, I don't know, I guess I gotta say I live off the land mostly. I got my fish that, like, I just went salmon fishing, and I got pheasant, and I got ducks and geese, and I have deer, and I can have dove, and man, there's so much meat that I could, you know, and it's right. It's not all of that crap from the grocery store, what they put into it.
I know what you're talking about, the preservatives and all that crap they put in there, yeah, the chemicals and all that crap. So you know how to go outside your front door, shoot a bird, bring it inside, field dress it, get it all down, cook it, and eat it.
Hell yeah. Yep, we out here. Skirt,
there you skirt, go. Skirt, skirt. Skirt, skirt. Popping them off the air. You heard it right there, Natasha Beth. Woo! Two questions left for you. What type of chair do you have, and do you name it?
It's a tie line, and I call myself Hot Wheels Tasha.
Nice. Hot Wheels Tasha. There you go. Everybody in the comment section blowing up. Daniel said your guests are getting prettier and cooler as you go on. Smiley winky face. Thanks, Daniel. somebody
and
said
I
no chair. Okay.
I was worried about my, like, going on, and my face was all broken out.
Oh, who cares? Nobody cares anymore. This is 2025. Come on, you know that. Right. And it's literally like a lot of people before they come in this, you know, this thing, they get really, really nervous. And then when they're in it, they're like, oh, this isn't too bad. Then when they're done, they're like, yeah, I don't even know why I was, like, worried. Like, this is totally fine. So it's like I said, it's fun. We get to hang out, get to learn a little bit about each other. So the last one I got for you is, what would be your best piece of advice to a newly injured person?
Look up videos, man. Look up other people, inspiration. Yeah, I know we don't all have same breaks, but there's no manual to being in a wheelchair, my guys and girls. So we have to learn from one another. And that's the best part, is you can help that person in some ways, and you can help, they help you. So, but yeah, I would just say videos and talking to people.
Heck yeah, you heard it. Videos and talking to people. Natasha Beth, everybody. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take all your good stuff and we're going to put it down below. So after we get off here, stay with me. Don't leave yet. And then what we'll do is I'll have you just send that over on Messenger. And then I'll stick that in the description box, both on Facebook and on YouTube. So it's on both spots. Yeah, so everybody, thanks for coming in. Thanks for watching. Stick with us next time here on Wheelchair Wednesday as we come to you live again with another special guest. Until then, make sure to check out Natasha on Facebook, Instagram, wherever else she's going to be. Click the stuff below once we get her down there. And we'll see you next time here on Wheelchair Wednesday. Thanks for watching.